Dermot O'Brien looking ahead to the opener in the Oscar Trainer Trophy this weekend when you make the short trip to Ballyhale to take on the Donegal League. This is a competition that I suppose Inishowen take very, very seriously. He's won it in 2015. He's been in numerous knockout stages, including semi-finals. I suppose firstly now going into this year, what's your main target now just a couple of days out from the opener?
Well, I suppose like every year I've seen the target is simply to get out of the group. In previous years we would have been in a group of four and the top two would have qualified for the knockout stages. But it's a wee bit more difficult this year. We're in a group of three with Donegal and Sligo Leitrim. And the winners are the only team to get out of the group. So the target is to try and get out of the group.
Yeah, and as I said as well to Raymond Shields, it makes it so much more important that you get a victory in your opening match.
Well, it's probably more important to avoid defeat maybe than to say you absolutely need a victory. You know, I suppose every team in the group, all three of them, be looking to win their home game. And if you can get a result, a positive result in your away game, it would give yourself a chance. But ideally, in a three-team group, you know, you're really looking to win the two games.
Yeah. Before I ask you what the Donegal League's going to present, or what do you think they're going to present on the pitch on Saturday night, what about the current crop of Inishowen players? Because you've had a real strong core there for a long time, given the success that you've had in the competition. Has there been much change with the lineup for this year over the last couple of years, Dermot?
Yeah, well, I think for the first time in maybe four or five seasons, I've seen we've had large turnover players this year. You know, the likes of Thomas McMonagall and Brendan McLaughlin are playing in the senior league now. Nigel McMonagall and Anthony Doherty from Alia have retired from Oscar Trainer scene this year, and also Michael Byrne is out at the minute. So from that experience, we've lost maybe, you know, five players who had massive experience in the squad and were well used to myself and Paul and the way we wanted to play. But the other side of the coin of that is that we've spread the net far and wide, and we're delighted with some of the new talent that's coming through. And you know, one door closes for one man, it opens for another player, and we'll see how we get on tomorrow night.
Well, how's preparations gone for this? What have you done in the last number of months to get yourself ready for this year's competition, Dermot?
Yeah, well, we've had a trial game. We looked at almost 30 players, and we've kept the vast majority of them involved, and we've had two training sessions. So we also had the Gregory Kearney Cross Border Cup against the Saturday Morning League, which is a two-legged affair. So we're quite happy with the preparations. We've had two training sessions as well as that, and we'll say all sessions were very well attended.
As we said at the outset, you're making the short trip to Ballyhale. What sort of game do you expect the Donegal League to present to you on Saturday night?
Typical local derby game. It'll be tough, it'll be competitive, it'll be hard fought. You know, it won't be easy. And especially, you know, with their first game on the lights in Ballyhale at Oscar Trainer level, you know, they'll be looking to get a positive result. From our point of view, we're looking forward to going up to Ballyhale and playing on the newly revamped surface and playing under the new floodlights, and expect nothing less than a tough competitive encounter.
Yeah, this is a hard competition, as you know, to win, Dermot. Is it crucial that you get a good start in the competition?
Yeah, I think actually, like any competition you play in, you look at, you know, the way the tournament format for leagues, the first game in any tournament format is crucial. And we'd be looking to go there and get a positive result.
Kilkenny was the side that beat us last year in the quarterfinals. Has that sort of been laid to rest now and put to one side, has it, Dermot, as you crack on for 2018?
Yeah, I think you have to look forward. I mean, you can't look back. You know, we gave away poor goals on the day, you know, and that's what cost us more than anything else. There was maybe one or two other factors, but in saying that, we failed to score and we gave away two bad goals, and like, we were just impressed upon the players. That, you know, it's very, very difficult when you go away a couple of bad goals to come back and win a game. It doesn't happen that often. So we'll be hoping to cut out the mistakes and try and impose our own style of play on the game and take now each game as it comes. It's a new season, new competition. So we have to look forward.